Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Because I always feel like Al, like, I don't know, when Al's not here and Al's smiling like that.
Big Al will ever be here?
I feel like he's conspiring against us in some way.
Oh. No conspiring. No,
like he's like, really? Like he's like talking to Fliegelman behind our backs or something. like down the line, like, can't believe these guys. Can't believe they went so late to the break, these losers. That guy was right. They're two idiots. No, I don't know. Al's going to be back, of course.
Definitely.
Okay. Sooner than later, I think.
I've signed up for the Corona vaccine.
Let's not get into that.
But you know what's weird? Like, I came up under, you know, there's like a group one, group 1A, group 1B, group... Me and Jerry both came up under group 1C. Like, why am I a one?
Yeah,
Is
I don't...
Is it because we're in media?
I have no idea.
The only box I checked off that.
Well, all right, two things. One, this is very complicated, and we talked about this off the air, and Boomer and I are both frustrated about it. I don't want the show to turn into that. Two, I thought you were not going to get the vaccine.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but I wanted to sign up and be prepared in case I want to.
Okay. All right, that's smart. But, like, I know that, you know, both my parents, my mother-in-law, they've all looked into getting the vaccine. You know, all of them are over 65. We've looked into trying to get the vaccine for them because that's what we're more concerned about than anything, are our parents, and it seems impossible. And we've tried, we've done all the research we can, we're on all sorts of waiting lists, but it just doesn't seem like, I mean, the best projected date that we've seen for any of this is like April.
Meanwhile, you could be a 50-year-old college professor teaching from home and doing everything remotely, and you can get on the list and get your shot.
Well, my friend, who is a 39-year-old elementary school teacher who is working from home, got the vaccine. Now, I was happy for him. Don't get me wrong. I was happy. I'm like, I'm glad you got the vaccine. I am happy for you. But quite frankly, I'd rather see my parents be able to get it than him, at least first. I want everybody to get it. But at least first.
How about if you had a cystic fibrosis son who had multiple organ issues on top of a respiratory issue and not being able to get a vaccine?
He should be at the top of the list.
Idiotic. Absolutely.
I don't know how he is not.
Idiotic.
I don't know what the reasoning behind it is, but it doesn't
seem. There are people in front of him that are smokers that have other issues. But for some way, shape, or form, a high-risk individual who's basically been living his whole life like he's in the middle of a pandemic can't get a vaccine. It's absolutely a disgrace. And look, he's my son. So, but I've lived this life with him, and I've watched how he's taken care of himself. And this disease is no fault of his own. He didn't smoke himself into this. He didn't drink himself into this. He was born with this.
Yeah.
And he has lived his life as pristine as he possibly can to keep himself healthy, and he takes care of himself, and he's productive. And yet, he still cannot get a vaccine shot. You know, and the National Cystic Fibrosis Foundation put out a strongly worded statement to the CDC and everything else. I'm like, how is a person that has multiple organs involved in his disease, it's not just a respiratory disease, not on the top of the list? And so I was talking to him yesterday and how frustrated he was. I don't want to put words in his mouth, but he goes, you know, Dad, I'm all for people who drive subways and buses to get tested.
Sure.
They're out there. They're doing their job.
And get vaccines. Yeah.
Vaccines, I mean. Get vaccines. They're out there doing their job. They should be first in line, much like the healthcare workers should be first in line. And all the people that fall under, you know, the umbrella of being people most likely to die from this if they get it, which is obviously somebody 65 and older.
Mm-hmm.
And those people who do have rare diseases, especially diseases that affect the respiratory system.
Absolutely.
And it's not just CF. There are many other diseases, too, that are not at the top of the list. And I'm like, what are these effing politicians and doctors thinking about?
It's really frustrating.
And you want to know something? It's both sides of the aisle. It's all I got to take care of the people who've taken care of me. And there's no realistic argument that you can make to me that's going to make me feel any different. And this is why I get disgusted.
I know.
When the people make the decisions are making the wrong ones.
Well, let's hope it improves over the next couple of months. I'm not encouraged by the way that it's going. But
it should be a don't worry. We'll have a new president tomorrow, and then we'll all be fixed, and everything will be opening up, and everything will be back to normal again.
Let's go to David in Westchester. What's going on, David? Good morning.
Hey, good morning, fellas.
What's up?
Yeah, listen. I listen to the show every morning. Me and my wife, and a lot of our friends listen to the show every morning. I know, Gio, you're talking about how you've been working for like 3 years trying to change your aura.
But improve my aura. Not change it, but improve it, yes.
But my friends and I, we all agree, your aura has changed in a much douchier fashion. Yeah, you got douchey in year three. A little cocky, second contract. Love you.
All right. I mean, listen, that's your opinion. I don't believe
there. He was laughing at the end.
No, I understand. Yeah. But here's their example of a guy calls me a douche and you laugh. Guy calls you an idiot, hang up on him. I don't believe that's the case. And I am a self-aware person. If I've come across in a douchier way, I apologize. I think maybe, any time that someone asserts themselves a little bit, and wants to make sure they don't get pushed around, maybe, in a way, can come across as douchey, but he still said he loved me, so that's fine. I don't believe that there is a douche aura. And I also ask the people that are very close to me, is there a douche aura? What are you feeling about my aura?
Not at all.
I don't get a douche aura feeling.
The guy that I see off the air is the same guy that I see on the air. You're not a douche. Mary in Long Island. Mary, what's
happening? Mary.
Hi.
Hi.
I love this show because each of you has your own special, lovable, wonderful aura. Mm. Gio, just embrace who you are. You are hysterical. Warm. You are wonderful. Mm. Please embrace that. That's part of having, a positive aura. You have confidence. Please. You're each different, and you work off of each other really well. So you all have great auras. That's why the show's so popular.
Oh, well,
thank you so much, Mary.
Really, really nice.
You are, what'd she say, warm and what?
Confident, I believe she said.
She said warm and something else.
Hysterical.
Hysterical.
No, there was something else.
Oh, those are the three things.
Warm and lovable.
Lovable?
Was it lovable, Al?
I don't know. I heard
Could have been lovable.
I heard hysterical,
was warm and lovable.
Confident.
I heard hysterical.
Yeah.
I think warm and lovable.
Well, that's nice.
Well, there you go.
I will take that as well.
You see, this is why I say you're not a douche.
Well, thank you. I do. I will disagree, though, that because we don't spend a ton of time off the air together. We talk off the air, whatever. Not like, golfing and
you haven't been on the boat. You made fun of me yesterday. I was like, touting the Knicks, and you said I was,
Day drinking. Right, but we weren't together when that was
going on. Right.
Like, you tend to say that a lot about, like, the same guy on the air is off the air, where I kind of disagree a little bit. Like, I don't think you know enough of off the air me to really know. Like, I'm not as, like, I don't fly off the handle as easily off the air as I do on the air.
Right, I think
see me with some of the calls. Like, that stuff doesn't really happen in my personal life.
The last time I think we were together off the air.
Yeah, I can't remember. Oh, it was Otis Ford? When we took the bikes there?
Yeah, but that doesn't count. I mean, we rode there and we hung out for about 5 minutes. And then we got back on our bikes and realized how far we were riding.
The Super Bowl? It was the Super Bowl.
I thought it was – oh, that's right, because it wasn't this past summer. It was the summer before. I thought it was maybe Seaview softball.
No, there was a lot of experiences after that.
That was 18. That was the summer of 18.
No, it was summer of 19.
That was summer 19.
Summer was 19, but we had, the Super Bowl, we had the holiday parties, we had all of those things after that.
Oh, yeah, okay.
We had a lot of those things after
that. Yeah, all right, let's go to Mike in Weston, Connecticut. Mike, what's happening, brother?
Hey, guys, love the show. Gio, don't sell yourself short. You got plenty of aura.
Oh, yes. Thanks, Mike.
Never going to catch Boomer, but you're good.
You're right.
The,
yep.
The guy I think that was really interesting about, like, the not successful org conversation.
Yeah.
Pretty much, boom, you could probably attest this if you've met him. I never met him. But Tim Tebow has to be, like, the biggest aura dude to not actually be super successful in the NFL.
Yeah, and also not in Major League Baseball either. Had a ton of success in college, we know. But, yeah, that's a good example.
Yeah, but he's got a huge following, though.
He does have
his popularity is off the
TV,
charts.
Also TV, popularity.
Doing the SEC and all that other stuff. Plus, as Craig says, I don't agree with it because I've been around much better-looking guys, but Craig said that he was the most gorgeous guy he's ever been around.
Interesting.
I've been around better-looking guys. I mean, he's good-looking. Don't get me wrong.
I'm trying to think who the best-looking guy I've ever been around is.
Like when you look at the guy and you go, man, that guy's good looking.
Henrik Lundqvist, one time when I went to a Ranger game.
Right.
And then went into the locker room afterwards.
He's a top five good looking athlete.
Yeah, he was without a doubt probably the best looking guy I'd seen in person.
Right.
Trying to think of any others.
I have a better looking Jet than
Mark
Tim
Sanchez.
Tebow.
Sanchez?
No. Eric Decker.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he definitely.
Oh,
very
yeah.
Chiseled
definitely.
Face. No, yeah, no
any,
doubt about
any,
it.
Any Giants on that list, Al?
No, no Giants.
You know who was very very good looking when he showed up to do our show from Atlanta, Radio Row? Saquon Barkley.
Oh, he's a good looking guy.
Very, very good looking Saquon.
Yeah, he's handsome.
Yeah.
He's got big thighs, too.
Yeah, intimidating. But especially there.
I mean, Wally Zerbiak's good looking.
He's a good looking guy for sure.
A little tall.
Yeah, and he's got that knee thing going on now, right. Which is definitely a demerit.
Wears big ties, big neckties.
Right. But when he's sitting there in the studio, he certainly
looks
good. Yeah,
I mean, Howie Long back in the day was good looking.
He hasn't changed.
Well, he's getting older. I mean, we're all getting older.
Guy has not changed. Yeah. No, that is true. Oh, how about Brody Van Wagenen? That popped into my mind in the break. So Brody had a lot of success as an agent, did not have any success as a general manager.
Right.
That guy had aura. Jerry and I hung out with him that one day. I told you there was something about that. He was just glowing, that man. So I would say he would be one of those guys. Not a ton of success, but serious aura from Brody. Serious. Like even the way he sat down in front of us. Like he's like, hey, guys, what's going on? Sat down, crossed his legs. Like everything just came naturally to him.
Now, like of the quarterbacks that are left in the in the championship games, like how would you rank them in order of their looks?
Oh, handsome-wise or aura-wise?
I mean, handsome and aura-wise.
Well, no, I need to know because they're two different things. I need to know.
Let's do the handsome one first.
All right. So
physically attractive.
Physically attractive that are left. Tom Brady's one. Tom Brady is ultimate aura attractive guy. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, but see, he's a clean-shaven, kind of like model type good-looking.
So, no, it's Tom Brady's one. I'd say Mahomes, two. I'd go Josh Allen 3, Aaron Rodgers 4. I know Aaron Rodgers is known as a good-looking guy. He's had famous girlfriends.
I mean, they're all good-looking.
That's how I would rank them. They're all better looking than me. It's all I could say.
I worked with a good-looking guy that I just couldn't take my eyes off when we were working together.
Who's that?
It was like distracting. He was so
really?
Good-looking, yes. Tony Gonzalez.
Oh, yeah.
That guy, I mean, it was like distracting. I didn't even hear what he was saying half
right.
the time.
You're just like, yeah, he's just like holy enamored, crap. Totally infatuated with his physical appearance.
He didn't
appearance.
Even need makeup.
Yeah, I mean that. Yeah, that guy's built different for sure.
All right, so now aura wise,
Brady
again,
Rodgers.
So now you're saying aura wise,
or Rodgers has got the second most aura there,
more than Patrick Mahomes' aura.
Oh, sure, because he's been doing it longer. Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know. Josh Allen's got aura now. If you're up in Buffalo,
yeah, but it's different. I mean, we're talking about full careers. There's no doubt in my mind. It's this. I'm even more confident about than the looks. Aura-wise, Brady 1, Rodgers 2, Mahomes, Josh Allen. That's the way it goes, for sure. That's not even – I'm not even
That's
willing
not
to hear an
though.
Argument on that. Like I,
if you had the Mount Rushmore of auras
oh, we're doing that.
When it comes to sports, like right now, LeBron James has got to be like a part of that.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Now, who else is up there? Tom Brady?
Tom Brady, for sure.
Okay.
Absolutely.
We put Connor McDavid up there or Sidney Crosby.
No. Sidney Crosby is one of the most unassuming people I've ever been around who's been that famous.
Mike Trout.
Yeah, he's another regular guy type of guy.
Also Tatis, Fernando Tatis.
Fernando Tatis Jr.? No, not quite there yet. Okay. No, baseball's tough, man. I really don't.
You really don't have an aura. How about Aaron Judge?
Aaron Judge is an aura guy.
He's got an aura.
Aaron Judge is an aura guy. Giancarlo Stanton is an aura guy as well. Yeah. I'm trying to think. Like football wise,
Pete Alonso. Not enough.
No, he's more of a regular guy type of guy too.
Right.
Like as far as like the NFL, there's a lot of them. I would say.
Well, they're all quarterbacks.
Like Russell Wilson, as much as I think he's a cheese ball, he's an aura guy.
A cheese ball.
He's cheesy.
How could you be a cheese ball and have aura?
Well, he has aura because the way he dresses, the way he looks, he's a very good looking guy. He's got a beautiful family.
Guy. Yes, yes.
You know, he's got an aura, but he's cheesy. He's definitely cheesy.
Diva wide receivers have aura.
Oh, without a doubt. Almost all. Like Julio Jones, total aura guy, without a doubt. Who else?
Is there a coach with aura? Like if Bill Belichick walks in a room, right, everybody shuts up, right?
I feel like Sean McVay has aura.
Yeah. I think Rob Saleh's going to have aura.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. What about Sean Payton?
Aura.
No, Al? He's saying no on the aura of Sean Payton?
I don't know. He doesn't have the same aura. What do you mean? Like a Sean McVay has an aura.
Okay.
Payton has it just because we've been looking at him for so long.
How about Tom Thibodeau?
No. I mean, Thibodeau looks like he hasn't slept in 7 years. Yes. You can smell the coffee on his breath when he talks.
Yes. He hasn't taken a shower in a while. He's always sweating. You know that? He's always sweating?
Of course. I mean, he does. He looks very unhealthy. I told you I get major Jeff Van Gundy vibes from Tom Thibodeau.
He's taller.
Yeah, major vibes.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
Was that Jerry Nothing Good Happens After 12?
Well, the song. I was responding to the song.
Yeah, I never liked that phrase when people would use that because...
Really?
Like,
it doesn't. Drinks after midnight? Oof.
That's not true. You could have a great like night and then... Like, let's say you and your wife go out, you have a great dinner, and then you go home, you have another drink, you know, a little sexy time. And that happens after 12, and you go to bed. It's fine.
Who's up at 12 o'clock?
But coronavirus comes out at 10.
No, that's right, yeah.
That's right. You're right.
Yeah. I mean, there's some good stuff that could happen after 12.
You're right, but would you not agree that most of the bad stuff happens after 12?
I would say after 2. Between 2 and 5, bad stuff happens.
Okay.
I kind of reminded coming to Steven's Talk House late one night. I was out with my kids. Gunnar doesn't drink, so he's a designated driver.
Sure.
Oh. Hey, we're coming in hot. We're coming in hot.
I know
Dad's
that.
Dad's all fired up, man.
We know that, Boomer.
I haven't seen him in like that in a while.
We know that,
Boomer. I think it was the Monday after the Super Bowl a couple years ago.
Oh, God. Yeah, no, that's a great one.
That's what you call blowing off steam, Jerry. That's what that's called.
Yeah, blowing off steam.
As long as you do it fine legally where you can't hurt anybody else, then it's fine.
Oh, yeah. No, I need – trust me. I would love to have a blowing off steam type of night in a public place again. Like, surrounded by a bunch of people.
I think we all would love that.
Oh, my God, would that be great. Summer was relatively normal, though, I will say.
We're getting closer to it.
Because you're outside.
Yeah.
You're outside, you're on your boat, you're doing things you love. We're riding bikes, we're doing all that other stuff. That's great, because you're out there, and you, you're kind of like doing things.
Well, yeah. I mean, the beach house, friends, and then now it's just, it
sucks.
Absolute worst.
Now it's Peloton and, you know, sauna blankets.
Yeah. I have not started the Peloton up just yet again. We'll see if I get back on
it. Sauna blanket. Will you use the sauna blanket?
Yeah, I mean, after your recommendation, absolutely, I'll use it.
You think you would?
Yeah, I mean, as long as it is easy to like store and fold up.
You don't have to fold it up.
Okay.
So basically, what you do is it's a pretty substantial piece of material, and you slide yourself into it and slide yourself out of it, and then you open it up, you wipe it down just in case you sweat in it.
You're not supposed to be losing weight, though, because of it, right?
It's 600 calories. But you can then close it.
Really?
Yeah, you can close it, right? And then you can just slip it right under your bed.
Wait, time out. Hold on a second. You burn 600 calories for how long?
I'm in there for about 45 minutes.
No way.
I will admit that I watched the third period of the Islanders last night in the sauna
blanket. In the sauna blanket?
Yeah, hoping like hell that, you know, the Boston would score somehow, but they couldn't because Varlamov has basically had two shutouts.
No one cares. Okay. You're telling me that by hanging out in this blanket for 45 minutes, it's the equivalent of swimming for an hour.
That's what City Sid told me.
I love your daughter. No way.
That's what she told me.
This sounds like one of those Fakakta weight loss things. Like they put that belt on there and it like tightens up your stomach and like the shake weight.
I have to tell you, I asked City Sid, I said, listen, how do we do this? And she says she goes in there with sweats on and everything else. So I went in with sweats on. This thing gets really hot, dude. I mean, it is hotter than hell.
Okay, so after you burn the water weight, then what?
What's the longest you could stay in it? Like, could you sleep in it 7 hours?
The timer only goes up for an hour. And then it shuts off automatically.
How hot does it get in there? Do you know what degrees temperature?
Oh, it's hot as balls, man.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Could you cook something in there?
No, you can't cook. Oh, I'm being cooked in there.
Al, this thing is saying 800 calories.
Yeah.
Stop. It can't possibly burn 800 calories.
I'm telling you, I'm just telling you what Sid told me. So.
You can lose up to 5 pounds in a single session. No, you can't.
You'd have to be 900 pounds to be able to lose 5 pounds just sitting there.
All right, but you're telling me, like I know you, like you'll use it and then you won't use it again because that you tell me that yourself. That's how you are.
You get this for us. I'll do the show in this thing if I'm going to burn 800 calories an hour.
Right. You'll do the show in this thing?
Well, I better be careful what I'm going to say.
Yeah, right. Well, he just ordered it for you.
Yeah. No.
No, something like this I would continue to do because it requires nothing out of me but laying there.
Right, that's what I'm saying. I think it would be perfect for you.
Yeah, so that's why I would probably use this multiple times.
I'll tell you what, I would sit in here for an hour with that thing on, on camera, if you're telling me I'm going to burn 800 calories.
Two updates worth?
I will not leave the studio.
Two updates worth?
What?
Two updates worth in the sauna blanket.
Yeah, so, I would do that.
So you start at 6 o'clock. You get out of it after your update at 7:30.
That's fine. My only question is, Boomer.
Yes.
If the thing gets too hot, can we turn the setting down a little bit?
Yeah, you can turn it down a little bit. Yeah.
You got to bring in a scale so weigh you before and after too.
That's fine. All right. You lose 5 pounds. I'm in.
Okay.
I'll tell you the thing is like.
I'm not getting nude.
No, you can't get nude in there because you'll burn your skin. So you have to wear socks, you have to wear sweats, and you have to wear like a sweat top.
You burn your skin?
It's how hot it gets.
And this thing's safe?
Yes, I've used it. I actually like it. I use it to relax.
Yeah, I would do this on camera for, two updates, yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds good.
I spent $500 on a heat blanket for this, are you?
But if you give it to me for free.
But I'm just trying to think if you can sit in it. I mean, you're going to have to do it. You're going to have to
I'm not doing my segment on Al's air mattress.
You want to do it on the couch?
What couch?
In my office.
You'll be able to sit in it, right? I mean, you'll just be able to. It'll be like in a cocoon, kind of.
Now it goes all the way up to your shoulders.
So I mean, when you're telling me you can't sit?
When you're in it, I mean, it's made to be, laying down.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm taking a look at this now. I don't know that you can sit in this thing upright. This thing's big, huh?
Yeah. I mean, I can fit in it. It covers me all the way up to my neck.
Huh.
Well, get Jerry the sauna blanket. We'll work it out. That's all we need to do. We'll figure it out. He'll sit in it. He'll do something. If he has to lay down, he lays down, whatever it is. I want to see him lose 5 pounds in an hour.
Well, I don't know if he'll – I'm not claiming that.
Well, they are.
Yeah, but I'm telling you.
You said 600 calories.
I'm telling you how I have felt coming out of it.
And how does that feel?
I'm drenched.
You're cleansed?
I don't know if I'm cleansed, but I'm drenched. It's like,
where's all the sweat go?
Well, it's in your sweats, you know, it absorbs through your sweats and everything. And then it's really easy to clean. You just take a wet towel and you just wipe it down. It's not like it gets really sweaty in there.
I got an idea.
Oh, Jesus.
How about you wear it for the whole show? And then we take off your clothes and then we put them on Jerry.
No.
But here's the thing.
Not interested.
You can't do it for the whole show. He's got to be in it for about 45 minutes.
All right.
All right.
So we'll see how much he sweats. We'll see how many pounds he loses.
This is what I would do. I would come in here. I would put it on at 7, and I would take it through 7:45.
All right. Perfect. That sounds good.
That gives me time to get ready, and I'll just
order it up there, Boomer.
All right. You guys are making fun of it. I like it.
I'm not making fun of it.
We're interested.
You know, I brought you Solo Stove, and now I'm bringing you the sauna blanket.
Yeah, that is true. Solo Stove was a big hit.
What would happen if I went in the sauna blanket?
You'd disappear. Right. You'd disintegrate. You'd be like on
you'd be
Star
like Frosty.
Trek.
Skeletor.
Hey, look, there's Al's glasses and his skinny bones.
All right, Jerry. A couple things went on today, and then moment of the day. How's that sound?
Yeah, brought to you by Bruni and Campisi, home comfort and efficiency company serving Westchester, Fairfield, Rockland, and Putnam counties. We heard from new Mets owner Steve Cohen, who said, see you later, to new Met GM and now former Met GM Jared Porter. He's like Carlos Beltran. He's a former before he was a present. Cohen tweeting today, there should be no tolerance for this type of behavior, and that behavior is when Porter was a member of the Cubs front office, and he was sending unsolicited text messages and at least one image for sure to a female reporter. This was back in 2016, so Porter was let go earlier this morning. Nets beat the Bucks last night 125-123, moved three games over 500. Harden and Durant combined for 64 points in that game. The Knicks an early win on Monday as they beat the Magic 91-84. Also of note, you've got the Jets hiring Miles Austin, according to reports, as their new wide receivers coach. So, you know, went to school at Monmouth, and he is with the Jets now. Washington expected to name Marty Herney their new GM. The Ravens to release running back Mark Ingram. You had St. John's went on the road at number 25, UConn, 74-70. And the Islanders beat the Bruins 1-0. Devils, Rangers tonight. We will have that game for you right here on The Fan. Time now for Moment of the Day. There's a couple of things here. I'll go with us talking about different types of hats last hour when we were referencing Kevin Durant in his post-game video conferences.
You bought that hat and you put embroidered boring on it. Dan from Carteret would get one.
Yeah, he purchased one.
I mean, give me a break. I mean, Dan would purchase anything that Al could, like, you know, shed skin or, like, cut a toenail off, and then Dan would buy it, frame it, and put it up in his house. What's a pork pie hat?
I don't know.
Oh, I see what that is. Yeah, all right. I always hear
about
it.
Made out of pork?
No. It's just a style of hat. It's just very circular, and I hear a lot about pork pie hats. No, that wouldn't work either.
The thing about Kevin Durant is I forgot just how skinny his legs are.
He's a very tall man.
Well, 7 foot. He's got long arms. He's got basketball
now
playing skills.
He could be a leg double.
Man. God.
Imagine putting Al's legs on Kevin Durant's upper torso.
He'd go from the same legs, though.
He'd go from 7 feet to 6'1" real quick.
Be the most awkward-looking individual to walk the earth.
There you go. Moment of the day. Have a lovely Tuesday, everybody.
You know, when we signed Kevin Durant, we didn't expect him to have these legs. I don't know what happened. These Al Dukes legs. How the hell is that? We'd like to rescind the contract.
The reverse T-Rex.
You need to have an imagination to make that happen, but if you know what Al's legs look like and what Kevin Durant's torso looks like, you put those together, it's all it.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
Deshaun Watson rumors are heating up with him in Brooklyn last night. And the fact that he liked that Instagram post that had the New York Post back page saying do whatever it takes to get Deshaun Watson. Ryan in Oceanside wants to talk some Deshaun Watson. He's on the fan. What's up, Ryan?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you guys?
Great, man. What you got for us?
Am I crazy for being 50-50 on the Jets going after Deshaun Watson?
Well, what are you scared of? What concerns you?
I'm scared of them giving up everything, meaning draft capital, and then him throwing the ball to Ty Johnson and Braxton Berrios.
Well, hold on a second. Okay. I don't think that's a rational fear. One, because the Jets have multiple first-round picks, two out of the next 3 years, so you don't have to worry about losing those first-round picks. You know, yeah, the number two overall pick for sure would probably be in this deal, but I would rather have Deshaun Watson in the 22nd overall pick or whatever they have in that later in the first round than Sam Darnold in the number two overall pick. That's just me. Also, you know, they're going to have cap space in spades still after a Deshaun Watson potential deal, because the money that against the cap for the Deshaun Watson contract as opposed to what Sam Darnold would have to be paid is not that large of a gap. So
next year it's not.
Right. So I think that you'll have players around Deshaun Watson. I don't think that you're basically selling out for one player and surrounding him with nothing.
I agree with that. I just don't want them to give up like both of this year's first and maybe next.
Yeah, they wouldn't do that. I would be surprised if they did. If they did, we could have that conversation. I think if they make this deal, what they do is they give up one of the two first-round picks the next couple of years, keep the other one, and that's what puts you in a position to actually make this deal.
Well, he's 25 years old. He signed till 2025. His number fits perfectly into the cap next year. And like I said earlier this morning, if you're Joe Douglas, you have to pick up the phone and you have to make the phone call, just like Jerry Jones picked up the phone and he had to answer the phone call for Jerry Jones when it came to Jamal Adams. So this is what a general manager's job is to try to, you know, flush out all the possibilities, figure out what they want to do, obviously talk to the head coach. And I can tell you right now, the head coach, any head coach in the NFL is going to say, give me that kid because I got a better chance of winning with him than I do without him.
Yeah, I mean, if the rumor is true that Deshaun Watson wanted Rob Saleh, that's probably because they've had some sort of interaction. Like Deshaun Watson, it's not like he plays in the NFC West where the 49ers were. You know, I mean, he's got to have some. He must know the guy if he wants.
Or he knows players on that team. Like all these players know each other nowadays, and they all have the same agents, and everybody is cross-pollinating all over the place. It's not like in my day, you know, the only way we got to know somebody is if we went to a golf tournament.
Sure.
And you got to meet each other. Nowadays, these kids all work out together. They all go to passing camps together, and they've been doing it for years and years and years. So, look, Joe Douglas owes it to the Jet fan to see if he can make this happen. Now, whether Deshaun Watson wants to come here or wants to go to Miami, that's a whole other set of circumstances that has to be asked to Deshaun Watson. Only he can answer that.
All right, of all the things that is most likely to happen, Deshaun Watson wanting the Jets wanting Deshaun Watson wanting the Dolphins, and the Dolphins wanting Deshaun Watson, which is the thing you think is the strongest pull to a particular place? My answer to that would be Deshaun Watson to Miami, but I don't know if they're as interested in him as maybe the Jets would be because of what they're building there now.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.